Hey, Mike Clemens joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hi, Mike.
This Packer report I'm about to do right now.
Who's it sponsored by?
Hmm?
This Packer report I'm about to do, it's already won the Peabody Award, just so you know.
The Peabody Award?
That's a joke. It's like she's got the internship, but she hasn't applied yet. That whatever.
It was a good one, Mike.
You're definitely not Rami, but that's okay.
All right.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, there was a strong surge today from players and maybe the Aaron Rodgers camp about, you know, we could probably just move forward with Joe Philbin. You know, we have to bring in all those other coaches. Joe's been here all along. He's been here through two or three different head coach regimes and all that. And, well, you know, you got to beat the Bears first. But that's an interesting – you might see some people, some calmness
stupid.
Writing about that as well.
It's stupid. Y'all should have started laughing when he said it. Y'all should have just started laughing. We're going to talk about this at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and I'll give you a little preview. There's no way, no how that dude's head coach of this football team next year. Clemens, I give you as good a shot as he is of being head football coach. You don't fire Mike McCarthy when you fired Mike McCarthy to just name Joe Philbin head coach. You fire Mike McCarthy when you fire Mike McCarthy because you got your eye on somebody that might be available already that you want to go talk to before Cleveland does or somebody else go get your hands on them. They know who they want, and they're going to go get who they want. And that guy's name is not Joe Philbin. Because if it was Joe Philbin, they could have waited to the end of the year, moved on from McCarthy, called Philbin in, said, hey, we're thinking about making you the head coach. They know what Philbin's all about. He was the head coach in Miami. It's not like Philbin doesn't have a resume. We know Rodgers likes him. Get out of here. I'm glad that Rodgers picked his guy and said, hey, I can really run the show. Philbin's here. I want to be the guy. I want Philbin to be the guy. Okay.
Yeah, he's got the best backing power. He's the only guy that can get backed by
Chicago,
Aaron.
If he be Chicago, Mike, he's a true guy that'll get a chance.
He can win out. Won't matter.
You'll get a chance.
The biggest thing we got to see from Joe Philbin, who, you know, we were talking about that 2007 game when it was 50-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, Brett just couldn't go anywhere because it was so cold out that day.
Yeah, the Halloween game.
This season they went 13-3, you know, and it was really, really cold and windy. And somebody asked Philbin, was that the coldest game you ever were in? And he says, I remember complaining that the hot chocolate wasn't quite hot enough because I was up in the press box. I mean, that's where he's been most of his career. He has not been on the sidelines managing games or even calling plays. Last week, first time he calls plays in 22 years. When you hire a head coach, you got to hire one of these administrators that oversees this big operation with 20 coaches and energy guys and all that, like McCarthy maybe got too bogged down in. You got to hire a guy that's either offense or defensive-minded, and I think it'll be – doesn't have to be a play caller either, but probably younger, and the energy that this job is going to take and some fresh ideas. And the last thing is motivator. When you walk in the room, you put the fear of God in the whole building, and Philbin is not that guy. He's just not that guy. So the next thing that I think is, you know, on the top of the list is offensive line this week. Laga, doubtful, missed last week's game. They started the game against the Falcons with three starters missing. Don't know if Lane Taylor will be back. But Justin McCray, this is a guy that the focus could be on because he actually started right guard in that first game against the Bears. And the Packers were stunned. You know, Mack had missed training camp with the Raiders. He gets into the Bears, and he pushed Brian Bulaga back 5 yards on the first play. It took Bulaga a half to figure out how to change his footwork to deal with Mack and his strength. And remember, by the time they got to about the third quarter, Mack and some of those other guys started running out of gas. And Mack, he was not in total football shape. That's not going to be the case Sunday at Soldier Field. We'll talk to Justin McCray about his performance week one against the Bears.
I think the early part of the game, last game, was more on me. I mean, no discredit to him. He's a great player. But it was more me, not being fundamentally sound and doing things that I usually don't do. And, after I, regained myself and, got back to doing what I do, I think I did well.
Great discussion on the big show earlier today, like during the 2 o'clock hour, when you guys were talking about this rivalry. And I've heard it described, too, that, contemporary players, I mean, Aaron Rodgers was out to dinner 2 or 3 years ago when they were down there, and he saw some guys from the Bears were having dinner, and the waiter comes over and says, your bill's been taken care of. And they look up, and it's Rodgers leaving and waving to him. He picked up their tab. So, these guys, but they understand this rivalry is more about fans. You know, the Kenosha Racine, what'd you call it, Sparky? The cheese wall or the border wall or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
It comes down to that. But I thought this was a great quote. from running back Jamal Williams about, do you sense how big the rivalry is between Bears Packers?
I have the hatred because everybody else got the hatred, so it's like contagious. You know, that's what you got to have. But you just ready for it. You know how important a game it is by how many times they talking about it, and how many times the linemen, everybody getting prepared. You know, really, it's just still all about us making sure that we all just ready to go, prepared and ready. We are the more easy it'd be for us.
There's one time I almost jumped in the stands to go after somebody that was holding the sign. And that was 2004, and the Packers had just beat the Bears, Lovie Smith and Earl Ocker and that crew. And it was actually January 2nd, something, 2005, was to finish the 2004 season. Packers were going to get into the postseason as a wild card. And Brett came on and lit him up, and it was like 31-10 was the final, and they're walking out the field. And this knucklehead's holding the sign over the visiting tunnel that says, "Die, Favre, die."
Wow.
This is a week after Reggie passed away on Christmas. Like, are you kidding me? I almost leaped over because I was down in the field. I almost went up there and socked the guy. Like, are you kidding me? I've never forgotten that. How stupid, how insensitive that was. But again, this thing comes down more between the fans sometimes than it even does the players. One other quick note, Rashad Breeland, this guy actually might be your best corner. He leads the team with picks, with two picks. He had the pick six. They targeted him five times, the Falcons did, and he only got let one reception go, got the fumble recovery. He's out of town right now, personal leave. I tried to track down this Tevin Mole that he referred to in his Instagram post. It's a kid that he played football with in high school in South Carolina. That is some sort of car incident on Tuesday night. Wow. So Breeland out of town taking care of this personal matter for the next day or two. You need all of your guys to beat the Bears the way they're playing right now.
No question.
Mike, appreciate it, man. You're going to be out with Bill Michaels and Joe Zenzola at Rivals in Kenosha for the Bill Michaels Huddle. Appreciate it. We'll be listening to it.
Thank you, Big Show.
There's Mike Clemens, our embedded green gold reporter on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start the renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans. Those right here in our community since 1935.